just moved to the 28th address I've had since leaving college. And I consider an address anytime that I've lived in one place for a month or more. So that has included 6 countries and 5 US states over the last 9 years. I really love living like this for a lot of reasons. And that is the topic of today's pod. So first, I love moving around because it creates these distinct chapters in my life. It bookends certain experiences. My memories and personal development are split into these clean chapters where I can look back and have certain experiences tied to certain places. Like, oh yeah, living in Japan, that was amazing. That was when I owned all my own diving gear and I was doing 10 dives a week. Oh, the Philippines, I was there on a military exercise. I remember the restaurants I'd go to with my friends after our training days. So that's one thing I love, is how it compartmentalizes my memories in this very unique way. The second thing is that each move is a chance to reset. With each move, it usually takes a few days to settle into a routine, but I've got almost a checklist of things to do when moving to a new place. You know, I sign up at a gym, find the nearest grocery store or convenience store, whatever it may be, find some nearby parks to walk my dog. What else? Stock up on toiletries and food, things like that. So it's a chance to reset your habits and your routines. One example of this is at my previous place, my bedtime was drifting later and later into the night. I was going to bed around midnight and waking up when it got bright out, which wasn't enough sleep. The very first night at this new place, I went to bed at like 9:30, and I've done that every night since. So our habits can very much be tied to the place we're in. Another example of this is that we had no Wi-Fi when we first moved into our new place, and it made me realize I had all this time for reading. We don't realize how much we fill up our days with browsing the web just because it's there. So it's been an opportunity to assess that as well. And in fact, doing this podcast, I might not have even gotten to had I not been thinking about it in the absence of internet, in the absence of distraction. It's also a chance to meet new friends, change who you're hanging out with, you know, all that kind of stuff happens when you put yourself in a new location. The third thing is that it's a chance to evaluate what I need in terms of possessions. Everyone I know, myself included, has a tendency to accumulate stuff. And when you remain in one place for a long time, this tendency is the most extreme. I don't know anyone who owns their own home whose garage isn't full of stuff gathering dust that will probably never be used again. So I have 2 little rules that I've set for myself. One is that it shouldn't take more than an hour for me to pack up everything I own into a couple of suitcases. And the second one is that it all needs to fit in an Uber and an airplane to go to the next place. And I get rid of anything that prevents me from achieving those 2 parameters. So having this mechanism of moving a couple times per year is a great way to keep me accountable on these 2 rules, to keep my stuff, my possessions down to what's necessary. Not the minimum, but what's necessary. The 4th thing is with each move, I know myself better. With each place I live, I learn what are my must-have things in terms of location, amenities, space, and so on. And then what are the nice-to-haves? And what is not necessary at all? On the extremes, I have lived in the penthouse suite of a luxury condo building on a golf course in Pensacola, Florida. And on the other side, I've lived in a $180 per month apartment in Kathmandu, Nepal, with no AC and a shower where you have to fill up buckets with cold water and pour it over yourself. And I like something in between those two. I don't need the golf course with the refrigerated towels in the condo gym, but I do like climate control and enough room to spread out and work from home and have fast internet, reliable electricity, things like that. And this principle applies to everything in life, not just where you're living. With work, the more types of jobs you have, you figure out who you like working with, what types of schedule works best for you, what types of commute you want. With relationships, the more people you date, the more you learn about what you're looking for and what you won't tolerate. So I find that the older I get, the more experiences I have, the better I get at living. Each year, I'm a little happier and a little more myself than the previous year. And physically moving where I live has really helped with that.